We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef, the podcast where two hosts duel for food supremacy in a battle of desserts. And today we're doing drinks. My name is Bradley Jones. With me as always, Jacqueline Maynard.
Hi, Brad.
Hello.
This is going to be a quick and easy one.
What's that?
This is going to be a quick and easy one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know that.
No, it is. It is. I already know I won. Can I just get into it?
Get into it? Well,
here we go.
Wait, before you get into it. Did you do a lot of researching on dessert drinks, or did you just already know what you wanted? Because I went through a listicle of delicious
drinks. A listicle! I forgot about those! Yes. I did do a lot of research, and I got overwhelmed, and then I did the easiest possible thing.
Yeah, so I did, and I was like, I don't have that, not going to buy it. I don't have that, not going to buy it. I don't have that liquor, not going to buy it. I don't think I like that liquor, not going to get that one.
Yep, that is maybe exactly what I said out loud when I was doing that.
I'm like, ooh, that sounds good, not going to get it.
Yeah, this sounds like something that would have been good at Christmas, not interested now. So we were doing drinks. And I couldn't remember if we were supposed to do alcohol drinks or not.
Yeah.
But that was easiest.
I figured, yeah.
Yeah. Great. And I already had Dole Whip.
Oh, yeah.
And I remembered that one of my friends, they went to Disney World for their honeymoon, and they mentioned that you can get Dole Whip with or without rum. So I took my Dole Whip, and I poured some rum in it, mixed it up. There's my drink. It was amazing. Five stars, if not more.
It's
so good.
It's more than stars than the actual Dole Whip itself you gave me with them.
Because you can, like, yeah, it is. Because it complement, like, pineapple and rum together are just so good. And if I would have made the Dole Whip with, like, what do you call it? Coconut milk in a can?
Ooh.
That would have been the way to do it. That would have probably been a pina colada. But, yeah. It's so good. Just like a shot of rum, not like a college kid amount, like a normal drink amount in your 30s.
Yeah, don't go wild on it.
Yeah, it was so good, so classic, so refreshing. I can't say enough good things about it. Just great. So, yeah. So I'll take the crown.
Whoa! As I also was like, I'm definitely just going to use one of the desserts I already made and make a dessert and a drink out of it. And I was like, do I make? Have you had, I didn't make this, but have you ever had a chocolate cake shake?
Brad, I almost made a shake with the chocolate cake that I made first, but I ate the cake too fast.
So I was thinking about doing that.
No, but I had to, yeah, tell me about it.
And I still can. I don't have vanilla ice cream is the thing. And the ice cream that I made maybe would taste okay with chocolate, but I didn't want to risk it.
Is there a reason you can't just make some vanilla ice cream right now?
I'm out of hidden whipped cream, but yeah.
Oh, I thought your mixer was broken, too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my go-to lately for vanilla ice cream has been Aldi has delicious, like simple ingredient vanilla ice cream that I get that they have there.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the brand? Is that a lot of good?
It comes in like a black container. I forget what it is. It's like their...
Oh, yep.
Yep.
I know. Excuse me, I know the container you're talking about.
Specialty or something? I think it's just called like specialty.
Yeah, it's great. Aldi's is great.
Yeah. That's my go-to ice cream, and it is delicious. It has very few ingredients. So maybe I'll go get some of that today. But I used my ice cream, which was raspberry and strawberry ice cream.
Ooh, yeah.
And I had
Bacardi.
Oh.
And I had Kahlua.
Oh.
And a dash of lemon juice. For what
okay.
I'm calling Brad's razzmatazz. The delicious fruity cocktail drink that is very tasty and going to get me drunk, I think, because I don't drink that often, and just a shot of each is doing it for me.
So, okay, is Kahlua the coffee one, mm-hmm. or is it the chocolate one? The coffee? Mm-hmm. How does that play well with the flavor, the strawberry and raspberry flavor?
If you listen back to the blueberry episode, you'll notice I mentioned that coffee was a complimentary flavor to blueberry.
An Easter egg. Special.
For those who are watching. And that's delicious.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm getting drunk on the poolside with this thing. The sun's beating down.
You know, that was the vibe I was going for too. Drunk poolside. Or day drinking poolside. Maybe not drunk, but you know, getting there.
I love a dessert alcoholic drink. I think it's my favorite way to drink alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well have it taste good. I have a question for you, though, because so when I was trying to figure out what we had originally talked about for this dessert month drink, I couldn't remember if it was like an alcohol drink or if it was one of those absolutely ridiculous like milkshakes that has like a meal and like whole cake on top of it. You know those?
Put a donut and throw a straw in that thing?
Yes. So if you were to, I don't know what the word is, a jazz up, I guess.
Dessert drink?
Yes, if you were to Bloody Maryfy your dessert drink that you made, how do you think you would do that? If you were like Iron Chef surprised by it.
Or one that's just made up in my head.
Nope, your current one right now. If you would,
Jelly
you
donut.
Went on, ooh, yep. Don't, please go. You're on a roll.
I don't even know if I'd eat anything else. Shortbread cookie, delicious, mix that up in there.
Well, you said it needed to be a trifecta to be a sundae, so it has to have at least three.
Jelly donut, shortbread cookie.
Mm-hmm. What's the third heat?
What is the third heat? I don't want to go basic and just say like Cool Whip or something.
Could be basic, could be classic.
Why don't I just take like a lemon square and a raspberry square and just dunk it in there?
All right.
Call her a day.
I would order that. I would order that full size.
I love a lemon square. I love a raspberry square. Put them in a dessert drink.
They're so good.
Boost them up.
That's going to be the name of our drink cookbook. Boost them up, America. We'll have a guest spot on the Splendid Table and... The Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, what about you? What do you put in your pineapple drink to make it that extra dessert? Push it over the edge.
All right. So what did I just did? Pineapple and rum, pretty much. Now lemon square sounds pretty good, but I'm not going to steal yours. Okay, what's in those things? Okay, did you say it? You did say a donut. Dang it. I would put a full cupcake on top. A cupcake, the straw goes through the cupcake. Yep. That, and then, there was that restaurant by where we grew up that when you got, like, a drink, they put, like, a cookie around the straw.
Pot belly.
I would do that, pot belly. And then I would take a couple of those, what are they called? Nope. I would take some strawberry koala yummies and put those on there with some slices of fresh strawberry around the top. They're like sticking in the icing of the cupcake.
That's such a nice vision. A bunch of koalas just enjoying their day.
Yeah, it would be really cute. If I was really, really feeling overzealous, I would get some of those Lifesaver gummies and put them like little floatable rafts around the koala yummies. So they're like at a beach. That's what I would do.
You should make cakes and things for just kids' parties, Jacqueline. I think you'd be great.
I'll thank you one for a party.
What dessert is like, just add liquor and put it in a blender and it's perfect out of the gate? My first thought was banana split.
Yeah, with some rum?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you might have nailed it. I think...
An apple pie?
Any Sunday.
What am I doing with an apple pie? What am I putting that in a blender with some...
Brandy.
Putting in some brandy?
brandy or oh what no what's the thing that they you age in barrels? Is it whiskey barrels you age stuff in? Yeah, you could put some whiskey in with an apple pie. Yeah, I feel like I've seen things about that places. That would be good. Any kind of milkshake you could put alcohol in. Like, what's the, isn't there like a chocolate liquor one?
Oh, yeah.
Liqueur? Or like if you had like a chocolate milkshake, you could put whatever the mint, creme de menthe or, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah.
Oh, what if you put a whole wedding cake in a blender with like just all the liquors? Just make like a Long Island wedding cake.
Oh, God. This is gonna have to be like a challenge thing. You and I do get a cake and blend it and make ourselves sick. I'm just kidding. I don't want to do that. Oh, wait, I have another idea.
Go ahead.
If you take, you know those Krispy Kreme donuts that have the lemon inside?
Yes.
They're like jelly-filled donuts. If you could take one of those gross syringe things that you inject meat with stuff and you could inject some liquor into the middle of the jelly donut. So you get like a liquor bite.
What about a Rice Krispie treat?
You could rum butter. You could use rum butter and the marshmallows. That's it. That's it. That's it right there.
Listen, why are you listening to the show, folks? Let us know what you think dessert would just instantly make a delicious alcoholic drink. TopRopeChef.com for all of our social media links. Go to Patreon.com/TopRopeChef to help support the show monetarily. And as always, it's been great.
Yep. Bye, friends.